The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independent and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio, and today's program is The Red Skeleton Show, Meeting Strangers.
Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are things with you tonight, Rod?
Oh, just wonderful, Red. But you're not yourself tonight. You're running around with your nose higher than the price of eggs. Did you inherit $1 million?
No, nothing trivial like that. I just rented a house.
Gee, Red, can I touch you?
Yeah, not too hard. This suit's kind of old, you know.
Well, where's it located, Red?
It's out in the suburbs. Suburbs, that's French for long bus rides. I'll tell you how you get out there. You go out to Sepulveda, and there's a new district out there.
Yeah.
You go by, you get off the bus, go by three bad investments, and I'm the first golden opportunity on the left.
Was it one of those big Hollywood homes?
Nah, big. The living room's so small, every time I blink my eyes, my lashes streak the walls. I was going to buy one of those big places. It sold for $50,000. But when I went back, after giving them a deposit, they had raised the price to $75,000.
What did you do about it?
Well, I made them give me back my $2 deposit.
Well, is your house built well, Red?
Oh, you should see the wallpaper. It's the latest thing from Sears and Roebuck.
Oh, something new in wallpaper, Red.
No, something new in catalogs, Rod. There's one good thing about my house. I'll never have to worry about termites. I heard two of them talking as they were passing the house. One looked up and he says, "Shall we go in for lunch?" The other one says, "Not me. I got pride."
Well, does the place have hot and cold running water?
Yeah, you have to run next door for both.
So you finally found a place to live, Red?
Yes, I did, Anita.
Well, in that case, may I please have my YWCA pass back?
You proud of that, ain't you?
Well, I'm glad you found a place, Red. I was going to get you one of those little prefabricated houses.
Oh, I had one of those for a while. You know, it only takes 3 hours to put them up. Of course, you have to put them up every 3 hours. Hey, they're wonderful. They don't take up much room, you know. Some of those apartments are so small that the room folds into the wall when you're not using it.
Do you have a nice view, Red?
Well, the back window looks right out at the neighbor's clothesline.
Mm, that's no good.
Well, it depends on who's washing that day.
Well, I hope you'll be happy, Red.
Oh, I will. You know, there for a while, I was living in a trunk of a tree.
Alone?
Well, I was at first, then a skunk moved in with me.
Well, what happened?
The OPA got wind of it and made him move.
Well, I bet living in a tree was rather fun.
Oh, it was rather pleasant, Rod. I had my meals served in bed, you know.
In bed?
Yeah, a friendly little squirrel used to bring me an acorn every morning. I used to make my own toast every morning.
Did you have a toaster?
No, I used to put a piece of bread... I used to put a piece of bread between two pages of Forever Amber and it toasted it. Thank you, gentlemen. And now our lovely Anita Ellis sings Day by Day.
Day by day, isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. I find that day by day you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know I'm yours alone, and I'm in love to stay as we go through the years. Day by day, I'm yours alone, and I'm in.
Anita. Tonight we open the story from the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, and it's entitled Meeting Strangers. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, don't worry, there's a game law that protects you. Chapter 85 of Meeting Strangers is entitled War Brides. This is the story of an ex-whack wave debutante and her G.I. husband, J. Newton Numskull, on their way to meet her folks for the first time.
Oh, just think, Newton. You're my husband and I'm your wife.
Yeah, this is our honeymoon. Let's forget those gruesome details.
Do you remember why you asked me to marry you?
Sure, you were strangling me to death.
Well, we're almost home, Newton.
Yeah. Mm,
I hope Pater will like you.
Well, so do I. The one I'm worried about is your father.
When talking to Father Newton, never argue with him. He's got a very bad temper.
Oh, I never argue.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, no, I don't. Oh, I never win anyhow if I do argue.
Oh, I'm so worried about Mother. I do hope she'll like you.
Well, she ought to. I don't have any vices. I got a saw and a chisel, but no vices. I don't drink, I don't gamble, and I don't stay out at night.
Well, what do you do? Well,
I'm ashamed to tell you.
Oh, come on, tell me.
Are you sure you'll keep it a secret until you die and 6 months thereafter?
Don't tell a soul. What do you do?
I chew sins. Now you know what gives me that devil-may-care attitude.
Well, we're coming to where I live.
Oh, pretty big house you got here, isn't it? Boy.
Ah, Miss Gwendolyn, it's good to have you home again.
Thank you, Jitters. Newton, this is our butler, and this is my husband, J. Newton Numskull.
He's a happy little blimp, ain't he?
Yes, we've all seen the papers. Your mother is waiting for you in the study.
Would you take care of the luggage?
What is it?
Here it is. It's a box of Kleenex and a gunny sack.
Walk this way, sir.
I would have had a pair of shoes like you're wearing, I guess.
Well, I suppose the Army was a great experience.
Yeah, I'll have plenty to tell my children.
What are you going to tell them?
Join the Navy. Well, you know, this is the biggest house I ever saw. It makes Texas look like a motel, don't it?
Boy, this isn't so big.
Oh, no. How come the sun's shining in the living room and it's midnight out in the kitchen, huh?
Well, here's your mother's study.
Thank you, Jitters.
Gwendolyn, my dear, is it true? Is it true? Our name is ruined. Ruined.
You listen.
listen to a lot of them daytime serial programs, don't you?
Mother, Mother, this is my husband, J. Newton Numskull.
He looks it.
Yeah. You're proud of that, ain't you?
Numskull, Numskull. Are you any relation to the Numskulls of the Gold Coast?
Yes, my father was a beachcomber there.
Are you a college man?
No, this is a suit I picked up when I got out of the Army. I'm a CPA, that'll help.
Oh, you mean certified public accountant?
No, certified plumber's assistant. I'm pretty brilliant, though. In the Army, I did go to private candidate school.
Please, Newton, try to win her over, hmm?
Are you really Gwendolyn's mother? Gee, you don't look a day over 30.
Really?
Yeah, you look 20 years over that.
Sit down, Newton. Yeah. Young man, are you one of the 400?
One of the four? Gwendolyn, you didn't tell me you'd been married before.
No, 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 I mean, are you part of the upper crust?
Oh, no, not exactly. I would say I was more of a soggy middle.
My dear, I'm afraid we'll have to have this whole thing annulled.
Ah, shut up. Now you listen to me, sister. You're like a lot of people I know. Now that the fireworks is over, everyone was equal while it lasted. It seems to me that if two people fall in love, that's their business, regardless of their position in life. You and others like you'd better wake up to the fact that we're all just people, and we got to get along. As long as little decent kids want to be happy, and it's a small reward in return for what they've done.
Oh, but I'm sorry. I didn't think.
It's all right.
Oh, you'll love Newton, Mother.
Keep your mouth shut from now on.
Newton, Mother, yeah. Really, once you get to know him. Now, you two kiss and make up.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, go ahead and kiss
him.
Oh,
it's too soon after lunch. Okay, I'll kiss her.
My! Where did you learn to kiss like that?
Inhaling that last drop of coffee from C-ration cans.